questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Noor Muhammadpur. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
Okay, Sheikh, there are two specific Quranic terms, sawab and aqab. We can say roughly it can be translated as sawab as a kind of reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you because of your good deeds in this world. And aqab is a kind of chastisement because of your bad deeds in the other world. Now, the howness of counting these rewards and chastisement, and we can say the mechanism of attributing sawab and aqab to your deeds in this world is a matter of question for so many people. How does it work? This is the main question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I need to emphasize again on the importance of the Day of Judgment. In the verse of Noble Quran, we have a lot of name and titles for the Day of Judgment. For example, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Regret, the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Resurrection, the Day of Judgment. You know that many verses of Noble Quran talking and dealing with the concept of the Day of Judgment. So it is that you see how important these verses are. Maybe one third of, or more than one third of the verse of Noble Quran deal with the concept of the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
But unfortunately, many people are ignorant. They do not pay attention to the Day of Judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make it important for people to understand that the life in this material life is like kind of playing lahwun wa la'ib.
Okay.
And actually, you should get ready for the real life, which is a Day of Judgment, and actually to have the prosperity of both this life and the Day of Judgment. So, about the reckoning in the Day of Judgment, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab.
Okay.
Very fastly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this kind of reckoning of all mankind, all human beings. Maybe without any time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that.
Yes.
So, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful, almighty, you know,
yes,
He would do that very quickly. So it does not have any complexity for Him. It is not hard for Him to have this kind of, you know, reckoning for all people.
That's right.
So, I just want to mention this point that we should not compare the reckoning system with the what we do in this material life.
For example, it is not like the book of numbers, for example, in a bank system or in the markets or a stock market, that, for example, you do this, so now these numbers are given to you or something like that. That's right. So according to Allama Tabatabai, which is talking about this, we can't say Kitab al-Mahfuz, you know, which is the kept, we can say, records of your deeds. Allama Tabatabai believes that what is recorded in that book, or we can say in that sheet of your deeds, is not the numbers or the quantity, but the realness, or it's better to say the haqiqa, the truth of your deeds. Okay.
Very important.
Yes.
You know, again, it is very important to remember that whatever we do in this material life is not forgettable.
Yes.
It's not perishable, actually.
Yes, yes.
Because we think that, okay, I can do this, I can do that, I'm free to do.
Yes.
Of course you're free, you can do whatever you like.
Yes.
But please remember that one body is writing down whatever you have practiced in this.
And the essence of your deeds, this is important, okay?
Exactly.
The essence and the innate, we can say innateness of your deeds are being recorded, which
Exactly. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. We write down whatever you have done in this material life. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. We gather and, we write down whatever you have done in this material life in one book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the means of angels, He ascribed whatever you have done and write it down. Actually, it has been mentioned in this chapter Yasin, verse number 12.
Yes. That's all right. Unfortunately, we can say some people have these, or it's better to say some Muslims, or some believers from all religions, better to say, have this quantitative type of thinking. That, for example, I do this good deed, I take 50 rewards. Mm-hmm. From the other hand, some of our supplications and prayer system has encouraged the people to do so because, for example, they say, paying ziyarah to this or that will be equal to 1,000 hajj. Okay? I mean, mentally speaking, also some of the texts have some quantitative numbering. Or, for example, doing this action will give you the reward of 70 hajjs, for example. Okay?
Yes.
So, I do want to say, are these numbers real? First of all, they were to show us a kind of emphasis on, for example, doing good deeds.
Actually, quantity which has been mentioned in some of the narrations that you mentioned, these are actually referring to the emphasis. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because spiritually speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when deal with the concept of rewarding, actually it is in the spiritual stages referring to the emphasis that, want to encourage people to do that.
Yes.
For example, if you go to the pilgrimage, if you pay visit to, for example, Imam al-Hussein or Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, I will give you this amount of reward. But what matters here is the quality of your action, how sincerely and how knowledgeable you are. Again, I would like to repeat this point because it is a kind of criterion for understanding the, reckoning, in this world and in the Day of Judgment. Because what matters in your righteous action is the quality of your action. First of all, your knowledge.
Yes.
Your ma'rifah, which we call it. Because ma'rifah, very important. Without knowledge, if you do some, action or practice, we can say that it is maybe worthless. It does not have many value attached to that. Very important. For example, the example I mentioned, even for the paying visits to Imam al-Hussein, it is very important to have it with the knowledge about Imam al-Hussein, about the position and the traits of Imam.
Yes.
If you have this visitation of Imam by this background and by this understanding, it has more value than having the visiting of Imam al-Hussein with, ignorantly. Okay?
Yes.
And another point is to have it with ikhlas, which we call it sincerely, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for showing off, not for attracting the attention of people or gaining some material benefit. These qualities are very important for your actions. And, these kind of, conditions give some kind of value to your actions.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, you'll find your way. But sometimes this quantitative mental, we can say mentality, has encouraged the people, for example, to repeat some invocations and make them a kind of, we can say, sense of imitation or parrot-like action, just repeating some words, just repeating action in order to take more rewards. And this, I think, makes some people and some believers neglectful of the true nature of the deeds that they are doing, okay?
Exactly.
Very much keep them away from why are you doing it. I mean, people are mostly attracted to the how-ness of doing the action rather than the why-ness. And there is no question mark in their minds that why am I doing this good action? I mean, about the benefit of this good action, the quality.
Exactly. Just I would like to add, you know, even, for example, about the salutation, which we call it salawat.
Yes.
You can have 1,000 salawat sending the reward of that to the deceased one.
Yes.
Okay. It is okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God willing, gives you this kind of reward. But if you... for example, have few salawat, but with the pure intention, with the concentration on the benefits of salawat, and to focus on the, you know, actually purity of your heart, try to remember all benefits of salawat with full attention. If you have this kind of salutation, I believe that it is worthier than sending many salawat, but heedlessly, okay?
That's right.
This is an example, but in any other, you know, many worships, what matters is your concentration, your focus,
yes,
and your sincerity. And of course, beside all of that, to have ma'rifah, which we call it to have knowledge.
That's right.
A deep knowledge about your the value of your worship, who are you worshiping him, and you know, this kind of quality actually matters here.
That's all right. Again, when we compare now the comparison that is made between the concept of reward and azab, usually the rewards are regarded more for your good deeds than iqab. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do this and that, tenfold will be given as a reward to you. But if you, for example, do this evil action, we can say the same quality is given to you. Some of the mufassirin has said that this is because of the adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no more chastisement more than your bad deed will be given to you in the other world. Is it so?
Exactly. Okay. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the punishment only gives punishment, you know, according to what you have done.
Okay.
Very justfully he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but for the reward is maybe to some extent different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, you know, gives you more bounties and blessing.
Okay.
That's right. فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالَهَا in the verse of Noble Quran. If you have one single righteous action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tenfold reward would give you. But about the punishment is actually quite different. If you have a single wrong action, he will punish you only according to the justice, only according to exactly what you have done. Yes.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. That's right.
Exactly.
That's, for example, whoever does a good deed, tenfold will be given to him as the reward, and the person who has done the evil deed, only the same, we can say, chastisement according to his or her evil deed will be given to her or him, so that no injustice is done towards him or her.
Exactly. Okay. You know that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and how merciful he is. You know, there is a great emphasis and encouragement, actually.
Yes, this is the encouraging system. That's right.
Yes, encouraging for people to have a lot of, you know, righteous actions.
That's all right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you much, Sheikh, for your nice elaboration. regarding the concept of the mechanism of reward and chastisement in the other world and how is it done.
My pleasure.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن